say, and I am in Montreal. Maybe I'm not, but I'm saying I am. Listening to 1690 AM CJ Low Radio. Now it's time to play my record.
I learned to get with my hands to do better, like, dude, you knew better.
For CJ Low News, I'm Daniel Braz. Police dismantled a homeless encampment near the train tracks running along the border between the Plateau through Rosemont-le-Petit-Patrie this Wednesday. Richard Côté, one of the people evicted, said the city never provided the encampment with written notice before they started clearing the camp. Homeless encampments are popping up throughout the city as Montreal begins to deal with the mounting crisis sweeping through the country over affordable housing. It has already taken a toll as those who are in transitional housing situations or outright homelessness are telling their stories about how they ended up in the encampments. Advocates for the homeless are urging suburbs and cities to do better and do more on the matter, since the problems, in their opinion, can be solved relatively quickly by the cities and suburbs themselves. Torontonians are dealing with the aftermath of the unprecedented flood that deluged the city, with the city experiencing up to 125 millimeters of rain yesterday. Meteorologists have said that the intensity and frequency of the major weather events are due to the effects of climate change on the world. Mayor Olivia Chow and other city officials have been criticized for not preparing the city properly for weather events like these, and talk has now turned to what Toronto can do now to better prepare themselves in the future. In Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention is in full swing as Donald Trump is set to accept the party's nomination for the presidency tonight in his first speech since the assassination attempt on his life last Saturday. In the interim, the Republican policy agenda was laid out. Speaker after speaker pounded President Joe Biden on his record, and Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio was named the vice presidential nominee on the Republican ticket. After this convention is over, it will be the Democrats' turn for their convention, taking place in Chicago in August, but questions remain about whether President Biden will stay in the race or if it will become a contested convention. To hear more and to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
You niggas is bitches, I don't wanna kick it. Peggy, I ain't for the fences. You niggas don't swing, you stacking up misses. You treating your business, we catching no business. Dick riding is expensive, but you need an image, and baby, don't listen. Keep bumping, who the fuck is that? Fake broad, talking to me rappers. Got a machine behind them, and still they can't fill up capacity with their rap. Baby mama be a rap snack. Grew up white, now they act black. She had issues with her father. I had issues with my barber. She off all of these drugs. Coconut butter, R.P. Aaron Carter.
Elaborate. JPEG Mafia, brand new single, Sin Miedo. That comes after he released Don't Trust Other Men, his other single, a couple weeks ago. Actually, that was a month ago now. Time moves fast. Out here in the hot Montreal sun, you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. DJ Samuel the Roberts here with another episode of Whip Appeal, your home for hip-hop and R&B from Canada and around the globe. And today, your home for a passionate discussion about the history of professional wrestling in Quebec. Possibly the least hip-hop thing I could ever do. But I did it nevertheless. Huge pro wrestling fan. And on Tuesday, I got the opportunity to speak with two wrestlers from TNA Wrestling, PCO and Speedball Mike Bailey, who are going to be fighting on Saturday at Verdun Auditorium. Sold-out show, a pay-per-view Slammiversary. Very excited. I'm going to be there. I hope you are too, but it is sold out. So if you're not, I send my condolences. Anyway, we're going to play some more hip hop. And then after the break, going to play the interview I had with PCO and Speedball Mike Bailey. And hope you enjoy. If you're not into wrestling, maybe this is your time to get into it because it's hot right now. All the kids are loving it. So I've heard. From nobody. I'm just making that up. Here is Phoenix Pagliacci featuring Cadence Weapon with Politics.
You don't fuck with me cause you heard that I'm mad rude and true to my word. I don't talk small and don't play no game, and I never remember your name. You heard I'm mean and talk some wild shit. Your girl ain't never liked me one bit. But when you heard I fuck with you and your clique, you told your boy, yo, that girl can sure spit. Well, I ain't into games and or cliques. I talk real whether it's dudes or it's chicks. If I say something, you bet it's gon' stick. And if I say nothing, then I'm still that bitch. No matter where I'm at, you know I'm the villain here. Talk is mad cheap, the run of the mill in here. If not fucking with me is the new norm, then I ain't changing face or my form for the politics. Face or my form for the politics. And I wish it on the stars that you would. Sunday, A was mad cool with B, but B ain't fuck with C, D, or E, and all three were having a party, and send invites to A and not B, so B subtweeted C, D, and E, and A saw and gave that a retweet, so C, B, E, A, F got mad beef, but when they see each other, they all skin they teeth. Well, I say if it's bad on Sunday, then we ain't speaking on the Monday, and it's on sight when on the subway, but that don't mean we won't chill like one day. My man say I'm always with that smoke, but I say energy is no joke. The real ones always link up with no rope, so don't make me put rope around that throat, cause of politics.
Around that throat, cause of politics.
And I wish it on the stars that you would.
They say I'm too political. Politicians all intent on making us divisible. Politics, they got me feeling miserable. Politics, they make me feel invisible. Politicians flip depending who is in their visual against the individual. With or without principle, they do the least. It's pitiful, repeated like a ritual. Smiling in your face behind the scenes, you get despicable. Got a couple votes because connections are familial. Politicians switching on the promises they making. Caught up in some dirt, but then they get exonerated. Avoiding conversation and debates that's moderated. Incompetent, but constantly keep getting elevated. Politicians often make the simple complicated. They profit when the advocates become unmotivated. Politics with labels, politics and entertainment. The politics, the only reason I'm not nominated. It's the politics.
And I wish it on stars that you would, yeah.
ain't shit.
So they sold
fuck they know about
fuck they know about that shit, man. Stand on my motherfucking square out here, cuz fuck they know about
that. Hey, yeah. Take your time, nothing comes to the unwise and eager. Trying to rise in NY, the grimy streets of each year. Experience my teacher. Couple tribulations and trials knew I would elevate. Ain't need a psychic reader. I've been that nigga, got stripes, but no Adidas sneaker. Indeed, lately I'm top seed, you weak beneath us. You wasn't there when I was grinding from a crumb on Linden in 201. Now my funds come in lump sum. We on a 5-year run. You bums still lost, stuck on square one. Never catching up, the shit we done. Never. I've been around the globe, got pretty hoes and drove my glow gold. My wardrobes are overloaded, designer clothes. A one-to-one, you can't find a mold. Be patient, it takes time to grow. Sticky situation in a nine to blow. Go all out like Geronimo. Aim and put small circles in squares like dominoes. Slabs that I slapped on the table, turning to piles of dough. I'm a pro like Leon, we on a different wavelength. You lack strength, you just a peon.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, you got a deal, but you owe what you spent. They just live what I built, they be owing the rent. Shine how you wanna shine, but you owe with a flex. Cut a truck round here, cut a hole in the fence.
Easy word.
BBM, you couldn't last this long. Y'all sucking toes in the bath, couldn't last with the dogs. I'm from the strip, I was broke, y'all just acting along. Like some R&B bitches, signing Saturday song.
Sing that shit.
Nah, I mean my dog, I'm from the core side. Name your album that. You ain't really from the north side. I'm a legend on these blocks round here. You gon' pull up for the three, you getting blocked round here, yo. I was really on Tonelli, young sons of Relly. Used to have a couple shorties that would run and tell me. It looked tough for the cameras, cut the underbelly. 40 on the waistline, all the guns is heavy. See, I ain't follow no trends, know how to pay shit. Courtside, north side, grew the pavement. You wasn't there when I had the flu of Mayflip. You wasn't there rhyming on that future wave shit. See, I ain't follow no trends, know how to pay shit. Courtside, north side, grew the pavement. You wasn't there when I had the flu of Mayflip.
Have you just arrived in NDG? Do you want to learn French? Are you looking for a job? Would you like to get to know your neighbors better? Since 2012, Bienvenue à NDG has been welcoming people newly settled in the neighborhood by offering support to orient themselves, integrate, and feel at home. Supported by the NDG community, Bienvenue à NDG is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to facilitate the integration of immigrant persons into the community life of Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, as well as into the host society, and to promote intercultural relations. Our services are free, and we can serve you in more than 20 languages. Join our community. Feel free to visit our website, bienvenuendg.ca, and make an appointment with our integration counselors, in partnership with the Government of Quebec.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. DJ Samuel The Roberts here, and a very special episode of Whip Appeal today. Loyal listeners know this is traditionally a hip-hop and rap show, but I know we have a lot of cross-section with fans of professional wrestling. And it is my privilege to introduce two special guests today for today's program, TNA wrestlers that will be performing at the Verdun Auditorium on Saturday and Sunday this week for the Slammiversary pay-per-view and for TNA Impact. We've got Speedball Mike Bailey and PCO. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Yeah. That's great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, really exciting. I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I am excited to talk to you guys about how it is. I just saw the news yesterday that you guys have sold out for Slammiversary. How does that feel, being both Montreal locals?
It feels fantastic. 4,000 people is the biggest crowd that TNA will have had in a long time. I mean, it's the biggest crowd that will have gone to see a wrestling show outside of WWE, and I don't know how many years, but it's right. A big event. And by the way, I just want to say, I can tell you're a wrestling fan by the Manami Toyota t-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
And I truly do hope that some of your audience knows who that is, because she is an absolute pioneer and definitely one of my favorites.
That was something I was going to ask later. that match with Akira Hokuto, 1995. That's my favorite match of all time. But yeah, glad to hear that. PCO, how does it feel for you? Obviously a legend in Quebec wrestling.
Feels great because since the last time that I came back with WWE or WCW, it's the first major event for me on Quebec soil. So it's like coming back home. Even though I live here, it's I spend 99% of my time touring across the United States.
Yeah.
And to be able to perform in front of our fans and our proud French Canadians and Quebecers and Quebecois, it's gonna be an absolute thrill.
And not only is this your first match in Montreal for I believe since 2019.
Yeah.
This is for a title on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, two titles.
Yeah, two titles with the classic Lutte Internationale.
Yeah, which is kind of great because,
Yeah, it's kind of exposing a younger generation of wrestling fans to what I feel is an under-discussed part of Canadian wrestling history.
Yeah.
How has the positive reaction to that felt?
It's been very, very awesome. Like every wrestling podcast that I do, everybody's like, really super enthusiastic about the fact that the international wrestling heavyweight title is going to be on the line. And because, you know, we go back to Dino Bravo and King Tonga and Waldeck Kowalski or whatever, and Lutez all the way back to 1935. So the lineage of that title is just so full of great talent. Mad Dog Vachon, Dave Schultz. I mean, there's so many big names. Abdullah the Butcher. So those names, even though if you're not a wrestling fan, you've heard like somewhere in your life Abdullah the Butcher, you know? So it brings back all those memories and that nostalgia.
Yeah. On that point, like, you're approaching 40 years as an active wrestler, spanning WWE, WCW, ECW, and TNA, Ring of Honor, your current runs. What do you feel has been your greatest strength in maintaining like a spot at the top of your game over the last few decades?
Adapting to the changes, because everything changes, and a lot of people, we tend to resist to changes. It's hard. It gets us out of our comfort zone. It gets us out of the habits that we usually, perform, and you have to change your whole mindset and go another direction that you don't know if it's going to fail or if it's going to work. So just adapting to change, like we have to do in every situation of our lives, basically, every generation or every 5 years, even every year, every cell phone that you get.
Mike, how have you felt adapting? Because you're a veteran as well. You've been wrestling since 2006, I believe, right? How does it feel in this era of your career, adapting to the changing wrestling landscape?
So I feel like my entire career of professional wrestling has been spent adapting. I mean, I started in Canada and I wrestled way more internationally, and during the global pandemic, I turned myself to a lot of online venues to stay connected with the pro wrestling community. But I mean, I think adaptation is kind of the whole story of this. And I to take a huge detour, I've been loving this duo of PCO and I doing this media tour, because if your listeners aren't too familiar with like the history of pro wrestling, to sum it up very quickly, there was one American company that had a monopoly on professional wrestling for like 20, 30 years, right? Yeah. There was before the 90s, there was a free market and sort of wrestling promotions were allowed to evolve and grow. And then there was a monopoly for many years. And since for the last just over 10 years, with the advent of social media, other promotions have had a lot more room to grow,
right?
And I think TNA has been doing a fantastic job adapting to all the new media opportunities that would get you know, a company smaller than the biggest one room to grow. Like, they're doing great on YouTube. Several years ago, they were very focused on Twitch as that was growing. And I mean, I think PCO did a great job at that when there was one company. And he was not in that one company. He turned his sights elsewhere. And I mean, so I want to say this. Carl, please tell me if it's still online, but you had a weekly TV show that you produced where you were basically a superhero, and that really revitalized your career.
Yeah, it was. It started with just being vignettes, and then after like doing like a year, every Monday night at 8 p.m., like I'd come out with a new vignette, showing strengths and showing the monsters and basically setting up the table for what's Perfect Creation One, what's PCO, who's the French-Canadian Frankenstein. And that turned it, after a year and a half, then we did another year of shooting a part of a movie every Monday. So the vignette became a part of a movie that's going to be put together this year. So we're on post-production right now.
That's amazing.
That's going to be a cool movie. So I wish that movie could come out on the same time that the show, like a week after or a week before, but we weren't ready. So,
but that just goes to show you the complexity of the landscape of pro wrestling, that someone who's been doing this for 30 years has to turn to Facebook or something like that to completely reinvent themselves, and now are back at the top of the game using modern media.
Yeah. It's kind of incredible that you mentioned that. I was going to ask, PCO as a character, that's a big character. That's one of the biggest in professional wrestling today. It's somebody that I show, like my mom, who I'm from Calgary, so they know wrestling, but it's not, maybe doesn't know the specifics.
Yeah.
She sees your match, immediately knows who you are.
Okay.
Just from your presence, the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like an old school mentality with that character. You saying you were shooting vignettes as a movie, it kind of reminds me of like Lucha Libre movies from the 60s, like Blue Demon or something, Mel Mascara.
But it was based around those guys.
Awesome.
That's where we took the idea from. Basically, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're keeping the same wheel with fresh ideas.
Right.
And it's been, the world's been running like that forever, you know?
Yeah, that's incredible. Definitely keep an eye out for the PCO movie. That'll be incredible. Mike, I was going to ask, your in-ring style, one of the most unique I've ever seen. You got high bursts of intensity, speed, grappling, and your Taekwondo background. Obviously, you said earlier, Manami Toyota was an inspiration. What other styles or what other wrestlers did you look for inspiration over your career?
So I am the youngest of four siblings, right? So I always felt smaller. And so those are the guys that always impressed me. I mean, I loved the Hardy Boys and X-Pac, you know, not realizing that they were in fact 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
They just looked small because everyone else was an absolute giant back in that day. But all the guys that really focused on the high-flying and the athleticism, and especially the guys that mixed martial arts with pro wrestling, those were the guys that always impressed me the most.
That's awesome. You've also, over the last year, you've wrestled across the globe, and you've had, frankly, an absurd schedule. Like, I can't even imagine how you manage it. You're wrestling Japan, Australia, Germany, the States and Canada. What is your favorite place to compete other than, of course, home in Quebec?
Japan, I think. Yeah. Just because, you know, the way they consume media culturally is different everywhere, and in Japan, it's people, when they're a fan of something, they really, really focus on it and try to understand it and pay attention. So there's a lot of high reward in having very complicated, detail-oriented matches, which opens up a lot of avenues for me in terms of storytelling.
Right. For Slammiversary, you've had a pretty heated feud with Mustafa Ali over the last couple of months. You two also clashed earlier this year outside of TNA in an excellent match. What are your thoughts going into Saturday for your title match?
I think I am very lucky because all the cards are set. Everything is right for us to have one of the greatest matches in professional wrestling history. It's in Montreal. Mustafa Ali is red hot right now. He is on the run of a lifetime. What he's been doing has been absolutely fantastic. So just on top of that is enough. But he took out my best friend Trent Seven. He tried to break his leg. He's been targeting me and bullying me for the past several months, and things are really heated. So yeah, I think everything is right for us to have one of the greatest professional wrestling matches of all time.
Very excited to see it. Both of you, as local Quebec wrestlers. How has it felt seeing the kind of global rise of wrestlers who started in IWS in Quebec over the last year, including yourselves, but Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens 2.0. How has that been?
I mean, that's it's great. It's just we're all friends. We all talk to each other, and along the way, like I see, you know, why those guys, they made it to the big time, because just like us, they really dedicated their own life, the whole life. You know, it's like you're putting a lot of things aside. Sometimes it's got to be a relationship. Sometimes it's you just postpone having kids. Sometimes you just don't want to get into a family too soon, because you know you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to pay some dues. And you basically, like when I was in Europe, like I was living in a room with nothing except the fridge was the window, you know, when yeah. It's cool at night. And when you go through all those kinds of sacrifices, then eventually it's kind of a leap of faith. It's like, you know, eventually it's going to pay off. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. And I think that's what makes the difference. A lot of people say talent, but talent, it's not enough. It's more convictions. It's more sacrifices. It's more taking risk, a lot of taking risk.
Right.
And eventually those guys, every one of them, they did that and it paid off. And I'm so happy, proud of it, and proud of the heritage that everybody's going to leave on the Quebec wrestling scene, you know, eventually.
It's fantastic. Well, I hope a lot of our listeners are able to watch Slammiversary this Saturday at Verdun Auditorium.
It's sold out.
It's sold out.
So you got to get your tickets for yeah. Sunday night.
Well, you can watch it online
yeah.
on Triller TV.
Yeah. But Sunday,
or the Sunday Plus app, I think.
But Sunday night, it's going to be, I don't know, what's your match, Mike? I know I've got two matches. I got a world title match against Moose Sunday, and I'm getting married with Steph DeLander.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I'm so nervous about it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So for me, it's going to be my first marriage ever. Like, I've never been married before.
And on screen, too.
Yeah. On TV. So if people want to have some fun and have great matches and a lot of action Sunday night, since Saturday night's already sold out for Slammiversary, and I'm just afraid that's going to be a lot of people will be sadly they will be turned back at the doors, because sometimes they think it's a promotional stunt,
right? Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, you can catch it online, pay-per-view, Slammiversary, TNA, and tickets still available for Sunday for TNA Impact at Verdun Auditorium. My last question for you guys, not wrestling related, but as this is usually a hip-hop show, what are your favorite rappers or hip-hop songs, if you have them?
I don't know if it's a rap or hip-hop. I'm going to go with Cardi B.
Cardi B. Okay, good choice.
So if you ask me who my favorite wrestler is right now, I'm going to say Will Ospreay, because I think the world now is better than it's ever been, and my answer for hip-hop is the same. And I'm a big Aesop Rock guy, and No Regrets by Aesop Rock is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a classic.
Just, I mean, the lyric, like reading the lyrics just by itself without even listening to the music makes it a better song than anything else right now.
Very respectful choice. I appreciate that a lot, Aesop Rock. Thank you so much, PCO, Speedball Mike Bailey, for coming in today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more Whip Appeal after this break. No break needed. Yeah, that was my interview with TNA's PCO and Speedball Mike Bailey. Thanks so much to both of them for coming in. That was a real treat as a wrestling fan, and I hope you enjoyed it too. We're going to play Speedball Mike Bailey's favorite hip-hop song here. Surprise choice. Of course, PCO did not expect him to be a big Cardi B fan, which kind of rules. But Mike Bailey, favorite song, No Regrets by Aesop Rock. That'll be coming up right now on Whip Appeal.
Hey, Lucy, come here.
Guys, cut it out.
Lucy.
Let him alone, yo.
How old are you?
Let him alone, me.
Lucy, come here.
Yo, she ain't listening to you. Let her alone.
Hey, Lucy, how old are you?
Yo, chill.
Lucy.
Yo, nah, she's not listening.
Lucy was 7 and wore a head of blue berets.
City born into this world with no knowledge and no regrets. Had a piece of yellow chalk with which she drew up on the street. The many faces of the various locals that she would meet.
There was Joshua, age 10.
Bully up the block who always took her milk money at the morning bus stop.
There was Mrs. Crabtree in her pool.
She always gave a wave and holler on her weekly trip down to the bingo parlor.
And she drew
men, women, kids, sunsets, clouds.
And she drew
skyscrapers, fruit stands, cities, towns. Always said hello to passersby. They asked her why she passed the time attaching lines of concrete, but she would only smile. Now all the other children living in or near her building ran around like tyrants soaking up the open fire hydrants. They would say,
hey, little Lucy, wanna come jump double dutch?
Lucy would pause, look, grin, and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
Well, well, 1 year passed, and believe it or not, she covered every last inch of the entire sidewalk, and she stopped.
Yeah, after all this, you're just giving in today?
She said,
I'm not giving in, I'm finished.
And walked away.
Wait,
one, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. ABC, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dreamer, you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. ABC, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dreamer, you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it.
Lucy was 37, an introverted somewhat.
Right.
Basement apartment in the same building she grew up in.
Right.
She traded in her blueberries for long locks, held up with a clip, traded in her yellow chalk for charcoal sticks.
And she drew
little Bobby who would come to sweep the porch.
And she drew
the mailman delivered every day at 4. Lucy had very little contact with the folks outside her cubicle day, but found it suitable and she liked it that way.
She had a man now,
Rico,
similar,
hermit.
They would only see each other once or twice a week on purpose. They appreciated space and Rico was an artist too, so they'd connect on Saturdays to share the pictures that they drew.
Look,
now every month or so she'd get a knock upon the front door. Just one of the neighbors, acting nice, but she was a strange girl, really said,
Lucy, wanna join me for some lunch?
Lucy would smile and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
The neighbor'd make a weird face the second the door shut, then run and tell her friends how truly crazy Lucy was. And Lucy knew what people thought but didn't care, cause while they spread their rumors through the streets, she made another masterpiece.
One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea.
ABC, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dreamer, you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. ABC, that's the speed of the D. A little dreamer, you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. Dreamers always chase, but never get it.
Lucy was 87, upon a deathbed at the senior home where she had previously checked in.
Oh.
Traded in the locks and clip for a headrest. Traded in the charcoal sticks for arthritis. It had to happen.
She drew no more.
Just sat and watched the dawn. Had a television in the room that she never turned on.
Lucy pinned up a life's worth of pictures on the wall and sat and smiled and looked each one over just to laugh at it all.
Noriko, he had passed about 5 years back. So the visiting hours pulled in a big flock of nothing.
She never spoken much throughout the spanning of her life. Until the day she leaned forward, grinned and pulled the nurse aside and she said,
look, I've never had a dream in my life, because a dream is what you want to do but still haven't pursued. I knew what I wanted and did it till it was done, so I've been the dream that I wanted to be since day one.
Well, the nurse jumped back. She never heard Lucy even talk, especially words like that. She walked over to the door and pulled it closed behind. Then Lucy blew a kiss to each one of her pictures and she died.
One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. ABC, that's the speed of the D.
You can dream a little dream and you can live a little dream. I'd rather live it, cause dream is always chased but never get it.
One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. ABC, that's the speed of the D.
Dream a little dream and you can live a little dream. I'd rather live it, cause dream is always chased but never get it.
One, two, three. 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 One, two, three.
old at 16, pull up with bass, wanna race, insatiable taste, but burn rubber and smoke, make a cop choke, cut me if you can, lawman, Capitan of this whip, if it's like a dice metaphysic, piece of motor black, Lamborghini, try to catch it, clipping your whip, blowing your shore, breaking the law, nothing to lose, more to cruise, blitz, creep, speed, burn rubber and smoke, you bit the dust, limit to speed, stick a ship, I'm breaking down the crush. Rip on your shore, breaking the law, nothing to lose, more to cruise, blitz, grease, speed, burn rubber, and smoky bit the dust, limit to speed, stick your ship, I'm breaking down the clutch.
Black leather interior, hugging a lovely sweet ass, whatever, I'm programmed to play a blast, tucks in my ass, quad wheel, operations blast, too long, roomy enough, but two tops of the fuck, slowly pull up, at an event, passengers hitting, cause on my tip, won't even speak on my phone, that bench out alone is enough to make all of the squint, that's right, midnight black, Chevrolet, suburban truck, throw a truck, my chassis look like it's been fit for a tuck. Maintenance just to fill up my tank and fall patient. Reap the benefits, my balance always making new ladies acquaintance. I turn those on wheels, hit the pedal, hit the rubber squeal. Caught me at a light, my front end on fall, up even in park, I look ready to bomb. Spark my ignition, fuel injection, adrenaline is pistons hit. Doors spitting growl, sitting on 20s they claim loud. Mean styles with a team of 10 pounds. Now be real, sit in the streets, sound far from sweet. Hard to beat against white snow or summer heat. These ain't cheap seats, you rolling in the elite. Get your shoes off and pop your feet on my dance. Creep mode of brass and brass, burn, burn, burn. Creep mode of fast and brass, swerve or won't crash, I won't crash. Clipping your whip, blowing your sword, breaking the law, nothing to lose, mode to cruise, blitz, grease, speed, burn, rubber, and smoky with the dust, limits of speed, stick to ship, I'm breaking down my crush. Clipping your whip, blowing your sword, breaking the law, nothing to lose, mode to cruise, blitz, grease, speed, burn, rubber, and smoky with the dust, limits of speed, stick to ship, I'm breaking down my crush.
Cut the slices out your pocket.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Should've kept your eyes on the prize, kid.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
You got them zip ties, keep your lips tied.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Slipping like that just attracts crime.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Got the personal, I got the stack, hey, yo. West and south, the lost souls around the world, they reaching out for rainwater, get the drought
lost, they right mind.
The laws from the White House, keeping the black slow, new Jim Crow, the clip show, reflect the truth out of scope. Too much lies, too much hope, when it's hunger, all you hear, you fear the most. Niggas hanging they self, sharing rope, still fearing ghosts, hearing shots, stuck in a paradox, media box with the blood clot, the block high, this beats mugs got. I didn't graduate, I chop rocks like fuck the bus. Stop. I need a Beamer, had the black four-door, the navy blue two-seater. The drug cheese had my inner demon speaking. But fast forward to the future, when every gun aimed at the producer. Wow, it's nature, don't call it revolution. When my niggas get to shooting without ever introducing, wow. Like,
look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Should've kept your eyes on the prize, kid.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
some zip ties, keep your lips tied.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Slipping like that, just the tracks crying.
Look what you made me do, nigga. Look what you made me do.
Nothing personal, I gotta stack mine.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
La 38e édition du Festival International du d'Afrique vous offre 6 jours de concerts et activités gratuites pour toute la famille du 16 au 21 juillet. Rendez-vous au parterre du quartier de spectacle et sur l'esplanade tranquille. Au programme, plus d'une centaine de concerts et animations, des ateliers de danse, des DJ sets et bien plus encore. Aussi, ne manque pas le marché Tombouctou et le promenade de saveur. Et ce n'est pas tout, les concerts en salle continuent jusqu'au dimanche 21 juillet. Programmation sur festivalnudafrique.com.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Whip Appeal, your home for hip-hop and R&B from Canada and around the globe. Every Thursday afternoon, DJ Samuel D. Roberts here, back with more hip-hop after having an interview with some pro wrestlers from TNA before their match on Slammiversary at Verdun Auditorium Saturday. Definitely check that out. Before the first break, I forgot to mention we were playing Trailblazers, featuring Rome Streets by Daniel Son of Future Wave. We played one of the wrestlers I interviewed, Speedball Mike Bailey's favorite hip-hop song, No Regrets by Aesop Rock. Cruise Mode 101 by Techno Animal, which is a classic, very underrated hip-hop project from Justin Broderick, who, if you're a metal fan, you'd know from Godflesh and Jesu. He had an electronic slash industrial hip-hop project that put out an album called Brotherhood of the Bomb in the early 2000s, and that track was from that great record. And another single off the upcoming DJ Muggs and Raz Fresco project, that was Look What You Made Me Do. For the rest of the show here, we've got a little bit of a throwback vibe. Seems like a lot of stuff that's been coming out the past week has been 90s boom bop influenced, which is usually not my favorite style of hip hop, but I did enjoy a few tracks off this project. This is the new record from Common, produced entirely by Pete Rock, the legend Pete Rock. This is We're On Our Way off the Auditorium Volume 1 by Common and Pete Rock.
I used to live in Hawthorne, off 135th Street, Slauson, right off 54th Street, Crenshaw, where Nipsey run the city, roll with me, where the homies throw up. Rolling 60s, east side, rolling 20s, where 30s be throwing the rolling 40s, they all know me as the OG, rolling wild, wild western. We outside like the weather out, rhyme all your prime, put together King Bully, Mafia Crip, cookies in the crib, cooking in what? Hollywood, hooking Melrose, hotel holes, the same old and same old, Venice Beach on the beach, in the heat with my heat, in my street clothes, khakis, tees and Chuck T's, sagging with the blue rag, bandana paisleys, the street said paint me blue, so I do what I do, till my day come in, I take one, I'm coming straight from the
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, where every day we put our life on the line for the set to still
Wild Wild West.
In the school of hard knocks, you gotta pass every test. In the
Wild Wild West,
where they shoot you close range and put a hole through your vest. This the
Wild Wild West,
this the West, the Wild
Wild.
In the loss, we all lost one. They slaughter son on Slauson, put out the gauge on gauge. Manchester means coffin, and Compton bodies get found on Greenleaf with their fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm straight. When you come from the drive-by state, you do not wave. They'll think it's a gang sign. Bang, doing thorns. They mop you and leave they florets. Figueroa pimps got you giving up them figures you owe her, cause you already know it's crazy in my residence on Washington and Adams. They snatching dead presidents in the city of Los Angeles. Ain't nobody heaven sent. All that cash you got and all the masses are irrelevant, cause you could get jacked in a second, your life snatched in an instant. What it's like in the West End is what it's like out of Venice. From downtown to Long Beach, they lay you down on the concrete. So we keep our arms at arm's reach on all streets in the
Wild Wild West.
As you might have guessed, that was not Common and Pete Rock. This is We're On Our Way, Common and Pete Rock. That was Wild Wild West, Blue and Evidence on Whip Appeal.
We on the rise through the lows and the highs, tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. The Lord spoke, I listened to the vision I was given. It's the second comment, I've risen with the wisdom of the elders. Food, clothing, shelter, prosperity, health, and joy. It's what I knelt for. I've been dope once I learned who I dealt for. Knowledge of self, I felt more. Hot blocks, you melt or cook. My neck of the woods always got crooks, cracks and crevices. I learned what the seven is, the God number. And we deliver evidence of things unseen. We come to run things. I keep goodwill and I stay hunting. I was on King Drive, I had one dream. My drive is like King for us to have something. Destiny called, I answer in one ring. Seen a Southside girl become queen. Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs, tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. The heavens open, we the outspoken, provoking togetherness for the broken people in the ghetto. We should never settle. It's I and I. Let's keep it on the sparrow. I walk through the shire like I was Brother Harold. Washington, I got me tons of votes this Merrill. Kisses for luck for black businesses and such. On our dang dollars, yeah, we getting bucks. Mills walking through is the key to the hood. I sit with Chairman Fred, yeah, he understood. A seat at the table, what it means when it's good. Street principles, stay on your dean for the hood. I seen Cuzzo, he was on his hustle. On Halstead, finding his piece in the puzzle. Universal law, get what you give to the day. Umi said, shine your light, we on our way. Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs. Tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun. 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 I'm a son of the heavens. Magnificent, a black man's presence. Supreme mathematics, counting my blessings. What would hip-hop be? I'm counting my presence. Resilience in my resonance. The brilliance in my elegance. Develop with the elements and compounds to shape who we are now. Order steps, the ladder ain't as far now. We the sun, moon, the star now. On the precipice, touch the garments of modern black Jesuits. Afrofuturistic, we breathe the testaments. Like Robert Nesta said, this is the exodus of excellence. Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs. Tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun.
cause my flows be tight. On my own shit, A to the G is who I be like. The neighborhood sickness makes you feel the pain, but the medicine got the brain numb like Novocaine. We're hot, got the flavors, showing they got the flavors. Now come on with the get down, a full blitz when I put wits to song. More flavors than them 5411 your bitch got on. Next level is what it's time for. 9-4, missed us, but check us with 9 pound. Wind down, forget the fame, because my aim is the riches. Even Robert De Niro, he ain't seen more witches. The streets is filled with chickens, some finger lickings. I need that queen that represents by all means. You're bopping your head, now watch it spread like cancer. On the move like Go-Go, burn you like JoJo Dancer. You can't relate because my raps are the roughest. Retaliate, but your rap is ruthless. Fear no human being, seeing me is rare. Thomas took his soul, I can tell by your tears. A man amongst children, and my records make a killing. Like tobacco, I got a fat flow, worth a million. You better breeze, cause you're finished. You get sprayed like Afro Sheen, got more green than spinach. Time to roll, I got my squad on patrol. Trying to find the phony fellas, faking like they got soul.
But I'm gassed to see what might happen. One pass can grant me all access. Two glasses filled with old fashioned. Tree leaves, Luigi, green fashion. Drinks and seaweed, you hot, I got snacks. Four keeps, I play like Maurice. My bitch a little freak, she blaze me like canvas. G5 LB from Los Angeles. Sick mind, I think I need counseling. Sympathize their bones and bad habits. Nine lies and speaks, no catfish. Tin man, a heart is what I'm after. One and one, the force is like magnet. Hope 12 don't stop me in traffic. Bad luck, I don't need that 13. I was playing drums for the Baptist. Counting on you and you counting on me. Numbers don't lie when the truth is a lie. It'll set you free.
Anderson .Paak, Knowledge here on CJLO 1690 AM. Before that, we had Wild Wild West by Blue and Evidence off their new record, Los Angeles. Common and Pete Rock with We're On Our Way off their collaborative LP, The Auditorium, Volume 1, as well as Never Less Than Ill by Showbiz and AG off one of my favorite 90s boom bop records, Goodfellas from 95. Kind of an underrated classic. So if you're into that style, definitely check out that full record, Goodfellas by Showbiz and AG from the Digging in the Crates crew. That will be about it for me today. DJ Samuel D. Roberts signing off. Whip Appeal, Hip Hop and R&B. And thanks so much again to TNA Wrestling, PCO, and Speedball Meg Bailey for coming on for that interview earlier. And definitely check out TNA Impact at the Verdun Auditorium on Sunday. Should be pretty cool. I think there's still tickets available. The Saturday pay-per-view is sold out, but you can check it out on pay-per-view at Trailer TV. Closing out today, I think I'm going to go with a little keep it in the throwback vibe, get some R&B going. This is Don't Leave Me by Blackstreet. I'll see y'all next week. Remember, you can follow on Instagram, CJLOMTL, WhipAppeal_MTL, and definitely check out CJLO has a new hip-hop playlist on Spotify. That'll be the most played songs, most played tracks from choice LPs that have been played on the station in hip-hop R&B genres. It's called the 1690 Mixtape. You can find it on my Instagram profile. And yeah, definitely check it out. It's going to be updated weekly. But anyway, see y'all next week. This is Blackstreet with Don't Leave Me.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby. Nah.
your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening.